So we were discussing the status of Erev Pesach, or Erev Chag HaMatzos, as I like to call it, meaning the status of Yom Yadalid. There should be more in Mar Makomos, right?
Yeah, I sent them out. I sent them out a couple hours ago, like three
okay, terrific. Hours ago. Again, I don't have the right numbering, but you'll help me.
I also sent you a copy if you want. Just
oh, okay, great. Yeah, okay. But I guess for next time I'll print it out.
Seder. Okay.
But yeah, so the Gemara here on Dav Beis Amud Beis is really discussing the question of linguistic question of or. Misha says or lar ba'asar. Question is, does or mean night or does it mean day? And Agav, the Gemara, is trying to bring proofs back and forth. One of the proofs it tries to bring is from the Mishnah later on. So this is the Gemara here on Beis Amud Beis. I just want to finish this first. Meisvei, me'imasai arba asar asur ba'siyas malacha. At what point is it prohibited from doing malacha on the 14th? Oh. So the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer mishas ha'or. That's, of course, why this is quoted here. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said from the time of or. Question is, what is that? And Rabbi Yehuda omer mishas netzachama. Okay, so we all know what Netzachama is, especially now. It's sunrise. And the question is, what is Shas Ha'or? So the Gemara then goes on, quotes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said, Mishas Ha'or, turned to Rabbi Yehuda and he said, V'chi'echan matzinu yom shemikzoso aser batzias malacha u'mikzoso Mutabasiyas Malacha. Where do we find such a phenomenon? That you can have a day which is both Asur B'Malacha and Mutar B'Malacha, right, in the middle of the same day. That's an interesting question. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said this because presumably he doesn't have this issue, because he thinks that Isur Malacha begins at Or, whereas Rabbi Yehuda thinks it begins at Nates. So the Gemara says, Amalei, huatzmo yochiach, not such a terrible question, because this phenomenon of there being a day which is not fully consistent is something that certainly we find on this very day, if not regarding Isur Malacha, certainly with regard to the Isur of Chametz. Shemiktsaso mutter bachilas chametz, umiktsaso aser bachilas chametz. The day itself is broken up at chatzos, even midoraisa. You're not allowed to eat chametz after chatzos. And therefore, the phenomenon of a schizophrenic day, if you want to call it, at least with regard to achilas chametz, is documented. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the argument. That was the exchange between them. Can we bring a clue? Can we prove from this exchange, you know, whether or not what or means? So the Gemara says, Midikam Rabbi Yehuda Mishas HaNetzachama. Since Rabbi Yehuda says Netzachama, Alma Or Dikam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Urtahu. So it sounds like that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand how you can have a day that with regard to some fundamental halacha begins at Nates. And what was he himself saying? He who said, or, he was saying it begins at night. So apparently or means urta, night. Begins at night, that makes sense. Because after all, night is the beginning of the day. Says the Gemara, my or, amud ha-shachar. No, it's not a proof at all. Or doesn't mean nighttime. Or means morning, but not Netzachama, rather Amra Shachar. And that, of course, is very sensible, given the previous topic that we discussed, which is that there's a lot of evidence which seems to indicate that really the change from night to day to night is at Amra Shachar and Tzeis. We discussed that it isn't so simple and that not everybody agrees. And even those people who fundamentally agree, you know, some of them at least, think that there's some status to Shkiyas HaChama, the status for Netzach HaChama, you know, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, we could certainly understand that there could be a debate. There could be a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov whether or not the day with regard to Isur Melacha begins at Amara Shachar or at Netzach HaChama. Says the Gemara, "Ihachi dekamar lei hecham atzini yom shemiktsasa muter ba'asiyas melacha miktsasa aser ba'asiyas melacha neima iul enavshe." Right? Ha'ikalayla dekashari Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara says, fine. Just because Rabbi Yehuda says nates doesn't mean Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov means nighttime. Maybe he really means daytime, but Amar HaShachar. That part is fine. However, the argument that he made against Rabbi Yehuda, which is, Heichan Matzino, where do we find a split day? That idea seems to imply that Or for him means nighttime. Because even according to him, how come the nighttime is Mutar B'Malacha and the daytime is also good? It starts at Alos HaShachar. But it's still typically a halachic day goes by the night. So that's the question that the Gemara asks. The Gemara says that's not such a terrible question. Bishlahachi kamar. Lididi, bishlam lididi, ashkachna de kapolgi rabbanon ben yamama lilelya. So it makes sense that there's a distinction between day and night. After all, the tnan gabe tainis tzibur. And Masai Ocha Veshosa, Ad Shiala Amud HaShachar. Right? Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon Amar Ad Kros HaGaver. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov himself says that in a Tainis, not Yom Kippur, not Tisha B'Av, but in certain Tanesim, you're allowed to eat at nighttime, and you only have to refrain from eating starting Amar HaShachar. So the phenomenon of a day with regard to some halachic status beginning only, you know, during the day and not at nighttime, that we find. What we don't find is that you're going to distinguish between Amar HaShachar and Netzach HaChama. At least that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, I'm sorry. Eli Dach, Echash Kachne Yamama Gufa, the Polgi Bei Rabbanan, but according to you, how can you split within the day itself? Says the Gemara, Amalei, Hu Atzmo Yochiach, She Miktsasa Mutar Bachilas Chametz, Miktsasa Asar Bachilas Chametz. So that's when he answered him, and he said, well, you see that 12 o'clock, we divide the day. If you can divide the day at 12 o'clock, you can certainly, between before and after, you certainly can distinguish between, you know, before and after Netzach HaChama. So the Gemara says, Shapar Kamar Leih Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbi Elazar. Isn't that a pretty good answer? Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar Leih Rabbi Elazar. Aminu Lach Ana Malacha D'Rabbanan. V'at Amar Slicha Mitzdaraisa. I'm talking about a Din D'Rabbanan, meaning the Chachamim made this halacha, and the question is, why would they start it at an arbitrary time that isn't the beginning of the day? If it isn't at night, at least let it start Amar HaShachar, which is the beginning of the day. What you're answering me, refuting me with, is a Din D'Oraisa. The way Rashi says it, it's a Din D'Oraisa that is Gzeiras HaKasuv. The Rabbanu Shalom only knows why he decided that Chametz should only be Aser at Chatzos. We don't know. But things that we legislate, you know, based on our own logic, human logic. What would be the human logic of this distinction?
What about the principle of Kain D'Oraisa, Tikhnu? You have that principle that very often we don't have necessarily a reason.
Right, but you're not going to say Kain D'Oraisa, Tikhnu, you know, when you have one case, which is an exception, which we don't understand. Meaning, if you have a Doraisa principle, and then you want to make a Drabanan, or if you have a Drabanan that is attached to a particular Doraisa, so then it makes sense to say, Kol Tikkun Kein Doraisa Tikkun. But here you have an exception, something you don't have anywhere else in the entire Doraisa world either, namely, Achilek, that all of a sudden at Chatzos, Doraisa, things change. So you're going to, you know, you're going to operate with that. It's a little, you know, it would be a little tamua. Anyways, the Gemara finally answers, Rabbi Lazar Amin Alach, Ana Malach Adraban, Batam Zechud Daraisa, right? Adach Hatzrachman, Adach Shar Rachmana. So then he answered in the Idach. What did he answer to that? The answer is he said, Shos Durabanon. The truth is that on a Drabanan level, we find that we distinguish between parts of the day. Because midrabanan, you're allowed to eat chametz until, right, 2 hours before chatzos, right? And you can benefit from chametz, you can be nana from chametz, until an hour before chatzos. That's a didrabanan. Those are both dinam drabanan. So we see that even drabanans, right, are sometimes legislated for the middle of the day or parts within the same day. Says the Gemara, that's not a good raya either. The idich harchaka hu da'avad rabbanon l'doraisa. Really, really, here, this is a kein doraisa, but not the typical kein doraisa way either. But basically what they're saying is, the reason that we don't allow the eating of chametz already 2 hours before, or being nena from chametz already an hour before, is our chaka of the din doraisa. So you have the din doraisa, which is gzeres hakasuv, which is achilek chatzos, and then they extended it in order to protect it by 2 hours and 1 hour. So you can't quote that 2 hours and 1 hour as a paradigm for an isa drabanan, right? So that's the shaka v'tari of the Gemara. What comes out of the Gemara, though, is something very interesting, and that is reference to the prohibition to do malacha on Erev Chagamatos, on the day of Yodalad. So there's a local issue here. I'll tell you what that is in just a second. And then either way, it's connected to, and even without it, we would want to understand better what this phenomenon is. So the local issue is as follows. Rab David, before we get to it, Rashi explains what is this din? What are we talking about here? So Rashi says, also batzias malacha, b'mokom shenogu bo linagiser. I mean, come on, mokom shenogu shalolasmos malacha, ein osin. This is the Mishnah later on in the Nomad Aleph, says Rashi, which I have on the sheets here, or you have it in your Gemara. That's the Mishnah Nunam and Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Mokom Shinogu Lasas Malacha Varve Psachim Ad Chatzos Osin, Mokom Shinogu Shalom Lasos Ein Osin. That there was a difference in Minhagim, whether you could do Malacha in the morning till Chatzos or not. There's a difference in Minhagim. The Mishnah says you should follow the minhag. Then the Mishnah continues and says, "Haholech mimakom shosin, lamakom she'ein osin." If you go from place to place, right, and in one place they have this minhag, another place they don't. O mimakom she'ein osin, lamakom shosin. Nosin in olav chumre amakom sheyotza misham, chumre amakom shaholech l'sham. Okay. As I mentioned last week, this is the source for what. How do you deal with conflicting, you know, minhagim? And more particularly, maybe the mokar for the discussion of what to do when you travel to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz regarding Guns of Sheni Shel Golios. Okay. Anyways, Rashi here is suggesting that the discussion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda is within the minhag not to do malacha on Yudalid prior to Chatzos. So there's a debate whether that begins at Nates, according to Rashi, when there's a minhag, or when there's a minhag, it begins, the Gemara Fader Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov originally said at nighttime, and then the revision is that it's actually Amar HaShachar. Tosus, however, disagrees. Tosus says, Pirush Rashi, this Emes HaYodal Asar Batsias Malacha, Pirush Rashi, Asar Batsias Malacha, B'makom Shenagu. Says Tosus, V'ein Nira L'ri, the Ri disagrees. To B'perek Makom Shenagu, Muchach Behedya, Rabbi Yehuda Isla Yisura V'lom Min Haga. V'otani Tana Yisura V'at Amris Min Haga. V'od, Nechzi Hechenog. Kachnir de B'Yisra V'adei Palig, U'begalil, Kecha de Palig Asam B'matsnisan B'shamai U'beisela. Tosa says, the discussion here, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, is not about a minhag, because if it's a minhag, there's no argument. It's just whatever the minhag is. Moreover, what they seem to be quoting is a language of Iser. Iser and minhag are incompatible to Shonos. Therefore, Tosa says, this is actually a reference to the discussion in the Mishnah. So look at the other Mishnah, the Mishnah on Nun Hey Amud Aleph. That's on page 2. Or the back of your book. In the back, you know. But in mine at least, is it still on page 2? Talmud Bavli.
Yeah.
Masach HaPsachim Nun Hey Amud Aleph?
Page 3, top of the page.
Okay, so it's page 3, top of the page. The Mishnah says, Chachamim Omrim, Yehuda Yosin Malacha, Arbe Psachim Ad Chatzos. In the Yehuda section of Eretz Yisrael, they would do Malacha Erev Pesach until Chatzos. Ubegali lo Yosin Kol Ikar. Halayla. Halayla, sorry. And the Gol, they didn't do it at all. And then Halayla, Beishamai Otsrim, sorry, Ubeis Hillel, Matirin, Aranetzacham. So here you have an interesting argument, right? Beishamai uses the language of Iser, not Minog. And Beis Hillel are Matir until Netzacham. Okay? So it sounds like Beis Shammai didn't allow Malacha from Yudalit at night already. And Beis Hillel allowed it, right, at night at Amar HaShachar all the way till Nates. Says either way, says the Gemara, Mikara Tana Min Hagel B'Sof Tana Yisura. Is a minig or an Iser? The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan L'Kasha, Ho Rabbi Meir, Ho Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda he osa malacha b'arve psachim ad chatzos. In Yehuda they used to do malacha till chatzos. U'begalu leinan osa kalikar. Amalei Rab Meir, ma ra Yehuda v'galu kan. Who cares? Whatever the minhag is, the minhag is. It's interesting history, but it's not halacha, because it's just a minhag. Ela, mogum shenogu lasos malacha osin. Mogum shenogu shenolasos ein osin. But apparently Rabbi Yehuda thought that we're not arguing about a minhag, we're dealing with Isurim. So what Tosa says is, so Rashi basically says that the discussion in our Gemara about Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda is within the minhag. And Tosa says, no, it's like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, it's like Galil, it's about the Isur of doing Malacha before Chatzos. So there were three views. One view is that it was up to the Minog before Chatzos. The other view is that it was an Iser. And you have three Shitos. Beis Shammai said from the night of Yadalid. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, according to Tosas, reading of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's within this. Amar HaShachar, starting Amar HaShachar. And Beis Sham and Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yehuda say from Neitz HaKam. Okay? Either way, the Rabbeinu David Bonfil thinks that Tosus is correct. Namely, that the argument between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda is about Iser, not about the Minog. And he says, I can bring you a Raya. Because if it was really just about the minhag. Says, then I don't understand. What's the argument that says, heichan matzinu, that part of the day is asur and part of the day is mutter? Because even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who's machmir, it's only a minhag. But really, the iser malacha on Erev Pesach only begins at Chatzos. So how is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov lecturing Rabbi Yehuda, saying to him, your shita of Nates doesn't make any sense. Heichan matzinu. How can you split up within the day? What do you mean? So the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, matzinu, matzinu, matzinu b'chametz. Right? Achilek, Chatzos. The Gemara says that's Daraisa. That's not a good example. Fine. But in the end of the day, we have another example. And that is, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it would seem that the morning is only a minhag and the afternoon is an iser. So how can he protest that Rabbi Yehuda is violating, you know, the skits, you know, there's no such thing as temporal schizophrenia, when he himself is violating temporal schizophrenia? Because really, really, even the Yisra Malach only begins at Chatzos. So because of that, Rab David Bonfil says a very, just one second, I'm going to get it. Because of that, Rabbeinu David Bonfil says a very remarkable thing. He says, no, maybe there's a way out for Rashi. Here's the question. V'yesh lefarish t'hanit t'noi sviru arba asar asar hu b'chol mokom. She'ima ta'omer sh'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hina osar l'b'mokom sh'lo nogu lasos. If it's only a minog, v'hu modesh sh'min adin hina osar l'b'chatos l'mala, and he admits that fundamentally all that's asur is starting at Chatzos. The ka'amar hecha matzinu yom sh'miktos asur batzias malacha. How can he preach against Rabbi Yehuda when he's guilty of the same infraction? The Efshar, but then Rabbi David says an amazing thing. Efshar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov lo amar ela b'makom shelo nagu. B'hai de lo amar hu atzmo yochiach mipnei she'elu shenagu iser b'atzman Ratsu lasoso yom tov. The kivin shekain, efshar shehelahen, miktsasa also miktsasa mutter. I'll explain in 1 second. Shemasha also mechatos lamala, minadin, eno, shehe ayom also batsias malacha, elisha also malacha bishash chitas a pesa, kamar birushalmi. Hina bedin she karbano shalom karev, vu osek bemalachto. Says Rabbeinu David the following. Rabbeinu David says, if Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he could really hold that the din that we're speaking about is a minhag. A minhag, not an iser. However, what he holds is, it's not that half of the day there's a minhag, and then the second half of the day there's an iser. Then his question against Rabbi Yehuda boomerangs back on himself. What he really thinks is that the minhag was to practice a kind of yom tov for the whole day of Yodalad. Meaning, what happens in the second half of the day, says Rabbeinu David, is an iser malacha based on bringing in the Korban Pesach. What happens all throughout the day, if you have the minhag isn't just the morning. The minhag begins at the morning and redefines how you look at the whole day, says Rabbi David. If not for the minhag, the only Yisur Malacha would be based on Yerushalmi. What is Yerushalmi? So look on Tosas on Nun Amud Aleph. We read it last week, but I want to read it again. On page one, Mokom Shinagu, or Nun Amud Aleph in the Gemara. Everybody have that? Tosa says,
It's line 12.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, Omar Reb, Hashem Reba, the Mefarish Birushalmi. My Shnarve Psachim Mishar Yom Tovim. Why is Manishtana, right? Why is Erev Pesach different than Erev Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuos? Right? What's the difference? The Gemara itself says, as we've seen, let's look at the Gemara for a minute. What is this going to be like? Line 17. Talmud Bavli Nun Amud Beis.
It's 20.
Line 20.
The Gemara says, "My ir yarve psachim." What do you mean, arve psachim? They have Yisur Malacha. Afilo arve shabbosos v'arve yomim tovim nami. The Tanya, Osa malacha barve shabbosos v'yomim tovim. You're not supposed to do malacha Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov either. Says the Gemara, two differences. When does it begin? Right? Only min hamincha lamala or earlier. And here it's Hacha b'chatos. Inami, hasam simin bracha udlo chazi, al shamute la mishamtinan, hachi shamute nami mishamtinan. Meaning, here, right, the onish is much more severe. There's a difference. Oh. So what comes out of this is that the Gemara thinks, and it's implicit in the Mishnah, even if there's a minug debate, or maybe a beis shammai, beis hillel, maybe even an Easter debate about pre-chatzos. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to do malacha Erev Pesach after chatzos. Question is, what is it? What's the nature of that? So if you look at Rashi earlier, right? Shalo lasos. Rashi says, Kedei shalei tard b'malacha, b'yishkach b'yirchemtso, worried that you're going to be, you know, preoccupied, and you'll forget to do a proper bir chametz or shkitas pesach, v'tikun matzah tzarech halayla, right? The mitzvah l'troch mibod yom kedei l'hasav maher. You're supposed to put a lot of effort in, so the seder will be ready. You can get started right away. The children won't fall asleep. Get on perek basra, chot v'matzah b'lel l'psachim b'shul tinokos sholei yishnu, etc. All right?
Why don't we just say the difference is because Erev Pesach is unique because it's the only day before a yontif that has a carbon associated with it.
Yes, that's what Tosa is going to say.
No, so that's the
yeah. You'll see that. Just 1 second. Just that's what Tosa is going to say. But even that, I'd like to. This goes on what I was saying last week. I'm just elaborating much more. Is the question is what is the significance of that? Is that only limited to this to the impact of the carbon?
It's a yontif.
Or does that redefine the whole day? Or at least the half of the day. That's what we're going to see in a moment. But Rashi doesn't work with that at all. Rashi just says what Rashi says, meaning there's a lot to do. So it sounds like Rashi thinks that the difference between Erev Pesach and all the other Yom Tovim and Shabbosim is quantitative. That's all. Tosis, on the other hand, quotes the Yerushalmi, Omar Reb Hashem Rivadim Mefarish Birushalmi Maishnar Vipsachim Mishar Yom Tovim Mishim Zizmana Pesach Michatzos Veil. Exactly what you said. Because you bring a korban. The Af Yachid Komar Hasam Bishar Yom Hashana B'Yom Shemevi Korban Hasam B'Malacha. The Yerushalmi seems to say that even if an individual would bring a korban, it would be a personal yantif for him. Uparachim Ken Yehe Kol Yom also kamo yachid shemevi korban. Parashasam shum the royal hakriv mishachris. Vav pesach eni yochal hakriv v'lachar chatzos. Why is it only also after chatzos? Because a korban you can bring any time in the morning, and pesach you can only bring from chatzos. Then the Rishami goes on and says, "Kedenafka mibinarban uparach im kain korban tamid shulachal Yisrael the korban b'chol yom yeh b'chol yom aser b'malacha v'shani shani tamid shatorot siyam naklal the siva safta de ganecha b'mkol Yisrael yoshenu b'telim mi aser flem dagon mashma hasam dimidaraisa sura v'nir dapis manazed leka krava kim shenesar aser liyola." Tosa says, right, that the reason why Isra Malacha is different on Erev Pesach is because of the Korban. But what's not clear in Tosas, as I said before, is how to take that. Because Tosas compares it to any other Korban. Like if a Yachid would bring a Korban, that's a personal Yontif for him. Ad kedekach, that Tosas asked the question, what about a Korban Tamid? Everybody is involved in the Korban Tamid. Everybody should never work any day. Sounds like a great idea. Tosas said, Yerushalmi says, the only reason we don't say that is because of Yisafta de Ganecha. Right? You need a Parnasa. So what does it sound like in Tosas? That Korban Pesach is a hechetimtzi of a korban that, like any other korban, should generate a yom tov. That's still mechudash that a korban does that. And this one only begins at chatzos because that's when the korban is brought. Fine. That's why Tosas in the end says, you know, has to address the question, what about bizman hazeh? Here it's interesting that Tosas says, Beniradap is manazeh, the lake akrava, kim chenesar oz, osoliolam. Right? That it's osor even vizmanazeh because of them. The Balamar, Alatar, this is not true. Look at the, I quoted the Maram Chalava because it's a little more expansive. But this is a major debate between the Balamar, Ramban, the Ravid, others. Let's look at the Maram Chalava. What number is that?
25.
Ulinan Erev Pesach, Harav Alfasi, Hevi Masisim, Behil Chosav. So does the Rambam, we'll see. Almost fearly, Dafil Bizman Azeh, Mechatzos Olamala, Osor. The Haraz, meaning Rab Zerachia, the Balamor, Dacha, the Bizman Azeh, Ein Elik Ashar Shabbatos, the Minamin Cholamala, Ein Arosim in Bracha. The Balamor says, no. Today, there's no difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos. It's the same thing. Mishum Dormina B'Yerushalmi Tamid Masnisin. Hina B'din Shetei Korbancha Kari V'ata Asok B'Malachtecha. B'zman Hazeh D'Leka Korban Hagzeira B'Tela. That's the Balamor.
Rabbi, forgive me, but when, yeah. Why don't we say like Ishtaka that we have with the Omer, that we say, oh, but if we did it this year, then we'll think Bez Shem Yisparach, Hashem Yisparach is going to build the base of Mikdash. So according to Balamar, the fact is this year we don't have, next year Bez Shem, we're going to have the base of Mikdash. And right. Then we remember that we did work, and then we'll, same problem as the Omer.
Right. So that's the Ravid. You're Mechavid for the Rishonim today. The Ravid is Hasagas Al-Arif says that. He says, you know, Ishtakad, they'll say, that there, you know, everybody was doing malacha. So you can't do that. The Ramban says it a little differently. Ramban says that ein mevatlin, you know, davar shevaminyan, you know. Others say it's a kind of zecher l'chorban. But exactly your idea. And that's kind of what the Maram Chalava quotes too. The ein zanachon, she'en ha'korban ala gili tam. He says two things. He wants to meld Rashi and Tosas, Rashi and the Yerushalmi. He says, no, it's a combination of things. But Ode, And therefore, since some of them remain, I mean, the preoccupation with beer chametz and matzah. So the whole thing remains. That's one answer. The Ravid really says what you said, which is that people, you know, will get the wrong impression, and you're worried, you know, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, that people will have the wrong Masorah. But all of these points of view are technical, meaning they argue with the Balamor and they agree with Tosas, but on the grounds of the formality of the Takana, the inability to be Mevatel, it's not wise to be Mevatel, the Takana includes other things as well, and they are not Batel. That whole combination, right, is the reason why Bizman Hazeh there's still such a din. However, maybe it's possible to say something much more fundamental. And that is that the Korban Pesach that is brought at Chatzos isn't just the direct cause of the Isra Malacha. Maybe it signifies that part of the holiday has already begun, that there's already a quasi Yom Tov, in which case the Korban is a symptom. Maybe it's partly a cause, but it's a cause of the Isra Malacha. It's a cause of a certain shame, Miktsas Yom Tov, which results in an Isra Malacha. And then the question arises, when you don't befoal have the Korban Pesach, but it's the time for the Korban Pesach, in theory, isn't it still the day in which it should be brought? Doesn't that still have status? That's a totally different approach than the approach of the Ravid, the Ramban, maybe even Tosas, etc. So I want to show in one more minute, as I believe that's the approach of the Rambam, and it's certainly the approach of the Pnei Yehoshua, and of the Gra, and the Netziv. I'll explain in just a minute. Before I do that, I want to get back to Rabbeinu David. So the idea that Yom Yudalid may be a kind of a Yom Tov is formulated by Rabbeinu David. Just that instead of connecting it to the Yerushalmi, he contrasts it with the Yerushalmi. So let's remember one more time. What bothered Rabbeinu David? Rabbeinu David was trying to answer what was actually heaping on the questions of Tosas against Rashi. Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in our Gemara, in the Beis on Beis, who says that the Isra Malacha begins at Amar HaShachar and not at Nates, right? Rashi says that's within the worldview of Mokom Shenagu, the Minag of Isra Malacha. Says Rabbeinu David, that's impossible. Because then, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who preaches against Rabbi Yehuda by invoking the temporal schizophrenia rule, namely, you can't have a day which is Yontif, you know, and then switches to Yontif in the middle of the day. Right? But he himself is guilty of that same problem, because according to him, there's only a minig till Chatzos, and then after Chatzos, there's a real Isra Malacha based on the Mishnah and the Gemara. So how do you explain it? Says Rabbeinu David, I have an answer. The answer is, it's not that the minig goes till Chatzos and that Chatzos kicks in the Yerushalmi. No. Says the Yerushalmi is a technicality. It's just the Korban itself directly determines an Isra Malacha. Right? If there was no korban, maybe there would be no Isra Malacha. Either way, that Isra Malacha has nothing to do with the earlier part of the day. But if you're going to have a minug that in Yom Yadala there's Isra Malacha, says Rabbeinu David, what is that minug? The minug is to act as if there's already a Yom Tov on Yom Yadalad. That's the minug. And that begins in the morning at Amar HaShachar, and it goes throughout the whole day, even after Chatzos. So after Chatzos, two things are happening. Number one thing that's happening is a new din of the Korban Pesach generating Isra Malacha, but it's also the continuation of what began at Amar HaShachar, and that is that there's a minhag to treat the whole day of Yudalid as if it's Yom Tov and to abstain from Malacha. Wow. Number one, he connects it to the minhag. There's a certain irony in Rabbeinu David, of course. You could argue with Rabbeinu David for many reasons, but it's just important to note that what he's saying is a little, you know, a little counterintuitive. Why counterintuitive? The idea that after Chatzos, when it's maybe Doraisa, and it's certainly not a minhag, that then it's a real Isra Malacha. And that pre-Chatzos, where there's, it depends on a minhag, right? That would be less Malacha. That's what most people would think. But to answer this question, Rabbeinu David is saying the opposite. He's saying, but again, there's a certain inner logic to what he's saying. What he's saying is, if you want to make Yom Yadalid into a Yom Tov, then you can't split up the day. You have to be consistent about it. Maybe you don't have to start at night, although Beis Shammai actually starts at night. Maybe you don't have to start at night. But at least at Amar HaShachar, the whole day, it's Isra Malacha. And the nature isn't simply to abstain from Malacha. It's to treat it like a Yom Tov. Wow. Where did he get this idea from? What is this idea? How could it be a Yom Tov? So this is the idea that we were trying to pursue. And this is the idea I want to develop in the Rambam. So look at the Rambam now. How does the Rambam formulate these halachas? This is going to be on page 3. Look at the Perek Ches Halacha Yud Zayin. What line?
Yeah, 19.
Asur lasos malacha barvi yom tovim ben mincha lamala. The first thing to notice is... Okay, let's read. Also, lasos malacha barvi yom tovim min amincha lamala, kamo arve shabbosos. That's not the lach of Pesach. That's the regular din of Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif. B'chol also malacha bahen, ein aro simin bracha liolam. Right? The gorin bo, you can yell at them, umavatan osam bal korcho, and you can take steps to make sure they don't do this. Havalein makin osam makas, makas smartas. No corporal punishment. Fine. The Ein Tzarech Lomar She'ein Menadin Oso. Even worse. There's no Shamta. Chutz. Now comes us. Me'erev HaPesach Achar Chatzos She'osav Omelach Achar Chatzos Menadin Oso. That's the Gemara. Nunam and Beis. So we just read. Ein Tzarech Lomar She'makin Oso Makas Mardos Yim Loni Duhu. Now listen to the reason. Lefi sheyomar ba'asar b'nisan ena kashar arve yamin tovim. It's not like every other Erev Yontif. Lepnei sheyesh bo chagiga u'shkitas karban. Wow. Okay, two things. Number one, like the Rif, as Amram Chalava reported, the Rambam thinks that the Isra Malacha after Chatzos applies even bizman hazeh. Like Tosas, like the Ramban, the right, against Balamor, fine. That part's not such a chiddush, because it could still be for technical reasons. What is a chiddush is the way that the Rambam formulates this halacha. Why does he mention chagiga? And why does he mention Shechitas Korban? He doesn't even say Korban Pesach. It's interesting. It's like it's obvious. And it's also interesting that he emphasizes Shechita. I'm not going to go into all these things now, but the Rambam is just unbelievably, inspiringly consistent in like the subtlest ways, if you know some of the other Rambams. The Rambam has almost an obsession about Shechita and Korban Pesach. Excuse me. And his view of Chagiga, Chagiga Sidalid, is implicit. It's an unusual view, and this is one of the unusual expressions of it. Very implicit. What's going on? There are two korbanos that are brought on Yom Yudalit, typically. The main one is the Korban Pesach. The first one is the Korban Chagiga Sidal. That's brought first. So the Rama mentions Chagiga and Shechitas Korban. The Rishalmi only mentions the Korban Pesach. Why does the Rambam need to mention both? Moreover, the Mishnah says on Samach Tesum Adeis, in Psachim, that there's not a Chagiga Sidal in every year. If a Pesach, Er Pesach Shoal comes out on Shabbos, there's no Chagiga Sidal. Or if it's brought Bituma, or if there's, you know, Merupa, if you look at this for a second, look at the Mishnah on Samach Tesum and Beis. Mishnah says, Emasai mevi chagiga imo.
The chagiga brought after Chatzos or before Chatzos?
Excellent question. Excellent question. More to the point, this is a huge suffix in the Mishnah Malach, in Ilchus Korban Pesach. But more to the point, part of the suffix, was it brought before the Tamid Shall Beinu Arbayim or not? Most karbanos, almost all karbanos, have to be brought before the Tamid Shall Beinu Arbayim. Aleha Hashleim. The Korban Pesach is the notable exception. It's intentionally brought after the Korban Tamid Shall Beinu Arbayim. The Mishnah Lamelech is not sure about the Chagiga Sidalad. In Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, one of the places that he discusses it, Mishnah Melech, I think Perek Vav Alachates, something like that. There, the Rambam discusses the din that if you bring a korban, like korban etzim, that it's like a personal yontif. But the Rambam there says it's a minag. The Rambam there speaks about there's no hesped v'tainis, which he doesn't mention here. So the Mishnah Melech there has a huge discussion. He says, how come, he says, oh, it's based on the Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes in Psachim. He says, how come Tosis doesn't quote this in Ilchus Yontif? I mean, Rambam doesn't quote this in Ilchus Yontif. And here he makes it seem like a minog. He doesn't quote the din of hesped v'tainis in Ilchus Yontif. I mean, the Mishnah Melech assumed that what the Rambam writes here in Hilchos Yontif is connected to what he wrote in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. And then he's troubled by all the discrepancies. Then he says, oh, maybe it's a difference between Korban Yachid or Korban Tzibor. Is Pesach a Yachid or a Tzibor? Really long, fascinating Mishnah Melech. Agav, he discusses the question that you just raised. He says, fascinating that in Hilchos Yontif the Rambam brings up the Chagiga. Was the Chagiga brought in the morning? Could it have been? And if so, was there an Isur Melacha then? How come the Rambam says only Chatzos? Because it's Tafel to the Korban Pesach, so even if it was brought earlier? Or it was Dafka after Chatzos because of the Korban Pesach? And what about after, also after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? Dafka yes or Dafka not? In my opinion, all these questions in the Mishnah Melech are on point. Except that the assumption, I think, is not correct. I think that the Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash is talking about a special tour of bringing a carbon, and he thinks it's only minog, but it also affects hespivitinus. I think what the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Sotav is much more than that. And what the Rambam is saying here is not befoal when you bring a carbon Pesach, you have the personal Yom Tov. All of Klal Yisrael is a personal Yom Tov, and therefore it's also b'malacha. Rather, what he's saying is, because why does he need Chagiga? You don't even bring, let me go back to the Mishnah on Samech Chesed Beis for a minute. Emesai mevi Chagiga imo, bizman shuba b'chol b'taro b'muat. Bizman shuba b'shabes b'meruba b'tuma, ein mevin imo Chagiga. You don't bring a Korban Chagiga every year. You only bring it when there's no problem and when it's going to enhance the Korban Pesach. So why is the Rambam even quoting it here? But there's always a Korban Pesach when there's a Korban Pesach. Why did he mean to mention the Chagiga? Moreover, the Gemara says in Ayin Omid Aleph that Chagiga is a Rishus. Tosus thinks the din of Korban Chagiga is a Dalid. This is what I said before, that the Rambam's Lashitaso. The Rambam, in my opinion, holds that Chagiga Sidalin is a Kiyum Doraisa when you bring it. You don't need to bring it every year. If it's going to detract from the Kedusha of that day, we'll say it's Shabbos, or from the the atmospherics of Korban Pesach, Betuma, or Bemeruba, if it's going to interfere with Achilles Korban Pesach, you don't bring it. But in my opinion, the Rambam Shita about Chagiga Sidalit in general is that when it's appropriate to bring it, it's a Kiyum Daraisa. And what is it? What's the point of it? It's a Kiyum Daraisa of the quasi Yom Tov status that is generated or reflected or both by Korban Pesach. Why do you call it Chagiga Sidal? What is a Chagiga? A Chagiga is a Korban that you bring to signify and to celebrate a Yom Tov. There's a Chagiga Tesvav too. There's a Chagiga of every Rego. There's a Chagiga Sidal, which is more flexible, that signifies the quasi Yom Tov of the day of the bringing of the Korban Pesach. The Rambam doesn't need it here because you bring the Korban Pesach every year, and the reason you bring the Chagiga is because of the Korban Pesach. So why mention it? The answer is he's mentioning it because the very reason why you bring a Chagiga Sidal when you bring it is the reason why Korban Pesach triggers an Isur Malacha. Namely, it's a quasi Yom Tov. So let's go back for a minute. That's why, in the end of the day, going back to the Mishnah Melech, even if you bring it in the morning, it doesn't matter. Or even if you bring it before, it doesn't matter when you bring it. Because it's not the befoal bringing of it. It's the Kiyum, it's what it signifies about the Yom Tov-esque quality of this day. So let's continue. Go to the next halacha. The next halacha in the Rambam proves it. Lefikach, Yomar Basa Benisan, also Batsias Malacha. What does the Rambam say? Mi Divrei Sofrim. For the Rambam, Divrei Sofrim, if it's is either low Doraisa or high Drabanans to simplify it. Why? Because it's connected to this quasi Yom Tov status. The clincher, Kamo, Chol HaShomoed. He compares Yom Yadalid to Chol HaMoed. Who Kal Mi Chol HaMoed, which is also fascinating. How can you compare something to Chol HaMoed and then admit that it's less and still try to prove something from Chol HaMoed? There's a quasi Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. There's a quasi Isser Malacha on Yom Yudalad, even though Yudalad is less than Chol HaMoed. I'll show you why in a minute. Because in Perek, I'll show you why now. Look, look at Halacha, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Where's that? That's on page 2 or it's already 3? I mean, page 3 or 4?
Page 4.
Okay. So, Chol HaShamoed, Ava Bishlo Nemar Bo Shabbason, Hoel, the Nikra, Mikra Kodesh, V'Harei Uzman Chagiga B'Mikdash, Oser Batsiyas Malacha, Kedai Shlo Yeh Kishar Yimei Chol, Shein Bem Kedusha Klal. But also by Malacha Asura, Makan also Makas Mardas Shei Sura Midivrei Sofrim. The low call Malacha Savoda Asura Kiyantiv, Shei Sofrim Midvarim Shenesur Bo Kedei Shalai Yokiyom Chal, Lechol Davar, Lefikachesh Malachas Asuros Bo, Viesh Malachas Mutaros Bo. There's a big debate whether Rambam thinks Isra Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Dorais and Rabbanan. Again, he uses the phrase Divrei Sofrim, but it's Mechudash in the Rambam. Is his idea, his linking of Isra Malacha Nidivrei Sofrim B'Chol HaMoed to what? To Chagiga. So the Rambam already did this in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam's Mechadesh, that Chol HaMoed Isra Malacha is Divrei Sofrim connected to Chagiga. Then the next Perek, Perek Ches, Halacha, Yud Ches, he says, Yom Yudalid is a teeny little bit less than Chol HaMoed, but it's like Chol HaMoed, and it's Aser B'Malacha. That's why in the end of Halacha Yud Zayin, he says, Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Chagiga. In both cases, the Chagiga signifies, or the connection to Chagiga signifies a quasi Yom Tov, which triggers a quasi Isra Malacha. That's an unbelievable Chiddush. So now let's go back to the Rambam. Now we know why he says it. Seems superfluous. Doesn't need to apply all years. Does the Rambam think that there's no Isra Malacha on Yom Yudalid if it's Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? Of course not. He doesn't even think that Bizman Hazeh, there's a difference. Because the Chagiga and the Korban, they all belong to the day, whether before they're done or not. So this is like a Chol HaMoed halacha. That's why the Rambam continues and says, in Asur Melechatzi Yom Alamala, which is Mana Shchita, Ava Menetz Hakama. Interesting, he starts again, Nates. Ad Chatzi Yom Toli B'Minag, Mokum Shinoga Lasa Sosa Malacha, Mokum Shinoga Shola Lasa Enos. So listen to this. The next halacha, the Rambam refers to the Mishnah, the second Mishnah on Nun Hei Yom Aleph. What is the second Mishnah on Nun Hei Yom Aleph? Look back for a moment on page 2. No. Yeah, I think it was page 2. 1 second. Yeah. The bottom of, it's going to be page 3. Sorry. Right? Talmud Bavli, the Mishnah Rameir Omer, Kol Malacha Shehitko Ba, it's going to be on page 3 for you, right? Zev?
Talmud Bavli Mesechis, the Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph is the top of 3.
Mishnah Rabbi Meir, which one? What number is that?
Page 10. 9.
Yeah.
9
and 10 on page 3?
Yeah.
Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Kol Malacha Shehitko Ba, Kodem Larba Asar, Gomra Barba Asar. If you started the Malacha before the 14th, you can finish it on the 14th. It's not a violation. of Malacha. Even if you can finish it before Yontif, you shouldn't start on the Yudalad. Then Shalosh Shemanios Osa Malacha Barve Psachim Al Chatzos Eloi Nachayatim Asaparim Akopsin. Rabbi Yossi said Af Haratzanim. Simple question. These dinim apply to what? Mokam Shenagu Lo Lasos Malacha? And they're a kula? Even though there's a meaning not to do Malacha. But if it's a Malacha you started before you dalid, you could finish it, as long as you can finish on time. It's a kula. Kula for what? Kula for the minag of Isra Malacha. Even though there's an Isra Malacha minag, there's a kula. Or is it the opposite? Is this Mishnah only talk? Is this Mishnah referring to the Mandamar that there is no Isur, no Minhag, Isur Malacha? But we're being told is there's no Isur Minhag Minhag. There's no Minhag Isur Malacha if you started the Malacha beforehand. But if you're starting the Malacha on the 14th, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to do it. Even B'makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha, they don't allow that. In which case, this comment is a Chumra, not a Kula. You think that you can get away with doing Malacha. You can only get away with doing Malacha if you began before the 14th. Two ways to read the Mishnah, right? Almost all the Rishonim read the Mishnah the second way. The Mishnah is according to the Mandamar. I'm sorry, read the Mishnah the first way, the Kula way. Even if there's a Minag of Isra Malacha, if you started earlier, it's okay. And if it's these three, it's okay. Of all the Rishonim, who read it the opposite way? That it's a Chumra. And that it means even if there's no minhag, that only helps you for yesterday's malacha, not for initiating malacha today. Who read it the Chumra way? The Rambam. Look at the next halacha. We're back on page what? Page three?
Four, no?
Perek Zayin, halacha Yotes.
28.
Line 28 on page 3?
Yes.
A lot of your tests is, 28, 29. Yeah.
Okay. Listen to this. Afilu b'mokom shenagu lasos malacha. Okay, even the places where they do malacha in the morning, I mean the cow places, lo yatcha b'tchila lasos malacha b'yodalid. Alpha Pishi Yachala Gomra Konim Chatzos. Ella Gimu Monios Bilvad. Hain Shematchilam Beb Makam Shinagulasos. Yosin Al Chatzos. Velohain. Chayotim Saparim Kovsin. Of Ashar Monios Mitchabem Konim Yadalid. Who should Gomra Al Chatzos. Shaina Amtrichim Lashar Monios Sarcharbe. The Rivid learns that what looks like the kula of the Mishnah is really a chumra. That means that everybody has to be shomer some level of Yisra Malacha, even in the morning of Yadalad. Wow. Look at the Raibid. Amar Avram. Lo kein tzuretz halacha. Not correct? El Rabbi Meir. Kol malacha shitzara chamoid gomer b'yadalad. Even it's on the opposite. It's a place where the minig is not to do malacha, but you're still allowed to do certain things with tzarech hamoed. The shalol tzarech hamoed, osu b'mokom shenagu lasos, ba'asur rabban on the meimer, da'anach gimel amonios, atchulein alim lo matchil, afilu b'mokom shenagu shalol lasos. Lahatir bo v'lo lasar. this mishnah is a kula, not a chumrah. But this is the way the Rambam learned. Now look at Pirshu Mishnayos. That's for you. It's going to be the bottom of page 2. Yes. Rambam says in Pirshu Mishnayos, in the fourth parak, is bar lechom. Where is it?
13. Line 13.
Page 2, line 13?
Page 3, line
3. Page 3.
Oh, sorry. I'm going the other way. Right. Sorry. Yizbor lecha masachet moed, shahed yod tofer. Wow. This I didn't even notice until recently. Why did I say wow? V'cheina yotze v'beis asura misaper ha-mechabes. L'fika chitiru chakamim lahatchil ba'atsiyas kimo malacho selu. Were you dalid? Medafke b'mokom shenagu. Rameiram afilu b'mokom shenagu. Lo yatchem alacha klal. How does the, again, say, this is the Rabbi Lishitaso. He wrote Pirsha Mishnayis when he was in a much earlier stage. So this is what he always held. But why do I say the wow? He learns the skula. He starts off by saying, by speaking about tfira, sewing, and being mesaper mechabes when you yotze beis hasurim. You learn that from Masechet Moed. What's he talking about? Chol Moed from Moed Katan. The Rambam is applying the standards of Isra Malacha and Chol Moed to Yom Yadalid. That's totally consistent with Perek Ches Halacha Yod Ches Kamo Chol Shemoed. But more than that, of course, if the Rambam thinks that this Isra Malacha is like Chol Moed, and it's midivrei sofrim, it's not just Rashi's tirda, or even Tosus's more technical, and the Rabbeinu David's more technical. You know, quasi yontiv d'day because of any old korban. No, this is a din in what is signified by the chiyuv korban and the kiyum korban. Not the actual korban, and by the chagiga that accompanies Pesach. So then you understand why. Okay, the afternoon is when it begins. The truth is, our two psukim in Parshas Emor. Well, let me roll it back for a minute. Like, where does all this come from? I'm suggesting that for the Rambam, there's kind of a Yom Tov here. Like Chol Moed. And this explains all these anomalies. Rabbeinu David had the right idea. He had the same idea that the minug, if it begins at Amar HaShachar, is a kind of Yom Tov. Where does it all come from? So this is the famous comment of the Gra, also Pnei Yoshua, the Hamig Davar, comes from the Parsha in Emor. It says, Elam Oad Hashem, starts with Shabbos, and the first thing that we encounter is Yom Yudalit of Nisan. Pesach, Beinu Arbayim, Pesach LaHashem. So the Gra, this is the famous comment of the Gra. The Ramah in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Avelos, I mentioned this in the past, said if a person is sitting Shiva, then he stops his Shiva at Chatzos on Yom Yadalid. And the Shach questions this. Shach says, you shouldn't stop at Chatzos. You should go until you have to get ready for Yantif. That's what we find with regard to Yomim Tovim and Shabbos generally. Can't stop at Chatzos. So the Gra, commenting on that Shach, defending the Ramah, says no. Shiny Korban Pesach, I'm sorry, gave it away. Shiny Pesach, Erev Chagamatzos, Erev Pesach. Shiny Yom Yudalid, Chatzos is the Zman of a Kavas Korban Pesach. He said, and that's a kind of a Yom Tov. How do you know it? He says, because the Torah includes the Pasuk of bringing Korban Pesach, Beir Arbayim, in Parsha Zemor. It wouldn't be in Parsha Zemor if it wasn't itself a Moed. You'd start with Yom Tezvav. The Netzivan HaMegdavar doesn't quote the Gra, but says the same thing. And if you look carefully, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says on Daf Nun as well. Look on Nun about the Isra Malacha. This is on, I'm guessing, page 2, top. Pnei Yeshua.
The top of page two, yes.
Right, Rashi says you'll be preoccupied. What's the yichus of Pesach? You have to build a sukkah. Mishramachim yifarish kamosha katsav tosa b'shem Yerushalmi. Therefore, he likes Yerushalmi's pshat. The tamim mishum akrav is a Pesach. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Ube'emes mishum halo iria. Dinir derashi ba'atmo nizar mizeh. The kos of lashon d'shem yishkach. Says, you know, maybe you could explain that what Rashi means is it's now or never. I mean, there's a statute of limitations. The clock is ticking. You have lots of time, different times. Either way, Pnei Yeshua asks a very good question. He says, how come the Mishnah speaks about pre-chatzos, minog, not minog, and they ignore, it's only by implication that you know, the more fundamental din of after chatzos. After Rashi here gishpaze besamach, b'loshen gemay iriyo mefarish, the ikar masisa l'diyuka da'acha chatzos hasi. The main point takeaway from the Mishnah is that after chatzos, everybody agrees. But still, why did the Mishnah say it? Afilo achil psikalon hachmilsa. The ikar meimid da'acha chatzos nami b'minog atol yimilsa. Maybe after chatzos is only a minog. Also, elohad dinok et kodem chatzos haino lashminon. Maybe after chatzos is less than before chatzos, because you're already prepared. But Ba'od, the Pirush Rashi Vatosis, Kosher my time of the Beis Shammai, Dosra, why did Beis Shammai say that you can't do malacha even at nighttime? Halo Shayach Hani, time of Klal. Imkein Mida Beis Shammai Nishma Le Beis Hillel, Deacon Ami time Achrini. Now comes the punchline. Beluli She'eni Kedai, Hoyanirali, Pnei Yeshua says, I'm almost afraid to say it, but this is what I really think. The reason for the pre-chatzos, b'shem de la'achar chatzos, pshita tuva de iser gomorhu. It's obvious that after chatzos is an iser malacha. B'shem de chsiv b'parshos emor. Exactly what the Gra said. Elam o'ad Hashem v'samachlei b'chodesh harishon, bar ba'asar bein rabayim, pesach l'Hashem. Imkein mashma, de mehai shaita de yudel adach chatzos, ikri moed. It's a yom tov. Behainu le'inyan, Yisrael siyas malacha kechala shomoed. Imidaraisa, midarabana, not sure daraisa, darabana, something. Umshimachi yesh mekomos, shanogwa filu korem chatzos, shim gedet alacha chatzos, de lo zalzule bay. De lo matzini yom shimiktasa mutar. That's why Rebbe David thought, after those people think it's from the morning. Why did Beis Shammai say it's also at night? We don't pask in that way, but we need to understand it. Maybe that's what the Yerushalmi really had in mind. Then the next piece of Pnei Yeshua also is his explanation why it's different from Shari Yantav and Shabbos. The Jews want to go a step further from the Pnei Yeshua. As I said before, the Gra, the Hamikdavar, Pnei Yeshua, they all base us on Parsha Samor. But it's fascinating that Pesach, Korban Pesach, Yom Yadalid, appears also in Parsha's Pinchas. That's the Parsha of the Musafim. Why do they mention Korban Pesach? And there, the words Bein Arbayim are missing. Some of the Mepharshim say, you know, Divrei Torah, Aniyim b'mokam achad v'ashirim b'mokam acher. I think that there's a kind of an achz kila, there's a kind of a message here. I certainly think it's true for the Rambam. The Rambam holds a certain dinim of Korban Pesach, including the some half of the status of Lo Lishma begins Shachris. Like Ben Becero thought that you could be Shochet of Korban Pesach in the morning before Chatzos. We don't Paskin like him. But the fact, I think that's also part of the Rambam L'shitasa, the fact that in the afternoon it's a Mixas Yom Tov means already in the morning it's omed to be a Mixas Yom Tov. It's not the fall of the Zman of the Hakrava and the Shechita, but it's the same day as it. The mentality of Heichan Matzinu ends up, instead of disqualifying after Chatzos, it ends up rebounding to include some aspects of pre-Chatzos. That's why Parshas Pinchas, there's no Bein Arbayim. That's why for the Rambam, there are certain echoes of Ben Becerra. That's why I believe, according to the Rambam, I mentioned this last week, Derech Rechoka, being away from the Azara, is measured by Neitzachama till Chatzos. All the Mepharshim say, no, it should be Chatzos till you can't do the Shechita anymore. The morning isn't Zman Korban Pesach. It is. It's part of the Yom of Akravas Korban Pesach. L'shitaso. It's the same Neitz. Shagasari was troubled by the nates. So according to the Rambam, that's also why in Pirshim Shnais and so on, he thought, of course there's a difference between Chatzos and after Chatzos. Fine. But even before Chatzos, even where there's no minug, you can't start malacha. You can only finish malacha. Meaning everywhere there's a din of Yisra malacha, an echo of it, even before Chatzos. That's Shitas HaRambam. This has very important implications. So Rabbeinu Chananel and Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph explains, let's say you're an Onain and you're Yudalid, you know, and then you become, what about Legabe, certain Dinim, and Yontif? That's the question. Can you be an Onain and Yudalid? It's a quasi Moed, says Rabbeinu Chananel. It's his Zman HaKrovos HaPesach. There are all sorts of echoes of this idea that basically there's some sort of a moed that begins, according to Beis Shammai, maybe the night of Yudalid. Maybe that's part of the Yerushalmi's Shmartam Esayom Hazeh. Others begin Amud HaShachar, or maybe Netzach Hama. Or maybe a chatzos, but some sort of real iser malach. I see my time seems to have run out.
So quick question, Rabbi.
Yeah,
I'm trying to say. I guess what's still so in the end, is it the Korban Pesach? Is it the Korban Chagiga? Is it both working together? Because
no. I'm saying that the Korban Pesach, it might be a little bit the Korban Pesach triggers this. I think more likely the Korban Pesach reflects it. The Chagiga certainly reflects it. Meaning the reason there's a Chagiga, in my opinion, is connected to the Rambam's view about Korban Chagiga, both in Hilchos Korban Pesach, and by the way, in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chagiga Halacha Yud, against the Raivid, is, I think the Rambam's view is that the Chagiga's Yadalid is, whenever it enhances the Korban Pesach, it's there as an expression of its Yom Tov status. And therefore, the very phenomenon of Chagigas Yadalid itself is an expression, is a reflection of it. Not a call.
So then the Korban Pesach, the discussion of the Korban Pesach and the Gra's comment that the Korban Pesach, you know, is what creates this, stopping of Aninus. Well, it's not. Maybe one should stop on the 14th completely. If Chagiga has defined this day differently, why wouldn't we go as far as to say that maybe one should not sit Shiva, you know, one should stop their Shiva on the morning of the 14th. But we're trying to say that the whole day now is something different.
No. It's not a full Isra Malacha either. It's like Chol HaMoed. So there are gradations in it. What I'm saying is, the Ikar Din is the Din in Parshas Emor, Bein Rabbi. That's the Zman Shechitas HaPesach. That's when the fullness of this quasi Yom Tov, the fullness of the quasi, takes place at Chatzos. I'm also trying to explain why, for the Rambam especially, both in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, when he talks about Shelol Lishma and Ben Seira, as well as several times in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Why is it, as well as here in Hilchos Yom Tov, and in Pirshei Mishnayos, where he seems to think that Yisra Malacha even, never mind some of the other dinim, end up already being anticipated before Chatzos? How does that take place? The answer is, if the acute quasi Yom Tov is at Chatzos, and it's still part of the same day, we're going to see this idea with regard to Tashbisim too, then the fact of Heichan Matzin, the fact that it's still the same day, has a moderate, yet still an effect on the stature of that time period. Not the same as Chatzos, but Legabe, the gradation of Layat Chilbamor, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions before we?
Why wouldn't we bring the Chagiga on Shabbos?
Because since it's only a quasi, it doesn't justify Chilul Shabbos. It's a kiyum, not chiyuv. It also doesn't drop in Meruba, because that would take away from the Korban Pesach. Or Betuma. Those are sugyas on Tzamach Tes and Ayin. It's a very strange phenomenon. So that's why Tosfos thinks all things drabana. Tosfos thinks all the psukim that the Gemara relates to Chagiga Sidalid are lo aliba de hilchasa or an asmachta bialba. However, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, in the Koteret, in the Minyan HaKatzar, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, in Hilchos Chagiga, makes it here in Hilchos Yom Tov, seems to make it perfectly clear that he thinks that it's a Doraisa, but it's a very strange Doraisa. Hechamatzino, a Doraisa Korban, which isn't Docha Shabbos, which isn't Docha Betoma, right? Which, even if there's, if it's going to detract from your appetite, again, certainly there's an element of being Ochel Korban Pesach Besova that the Gemara itself on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph links to Chagiga Sidalit. Tosfos thinks that's the whole story. And even that is a gzeira of Shvirat Etzem. That's Tosfos on Ayin Amud Aleph. The Rambam thinks that Shvirat Etzem has nothing to do, in my opinion, Chagiga Sidalit. It presents them in different places. As far Sheyochal Besova, that the Rambam says is the reason for the timing, the reason why you eat Chagiga prior to Korban Pesach. But it doesn't sound like it's the reason for the Korban Pesach at all. So Rambam thinks a quasi Yom Tov gets a quasi Chagiga, which also makes it more vulnerable, you know, to conditions. Again, if you ask me, is all this Mechudash? It is. These laws are Mechudashim, not my. It could be my interpretation. It's also Mechudash. That's possible. But what I'm trying to do is understand them in a reconstructive fashion. I mean, I'm going backwards, seeing what they are, noting how unusual they are, their anomalies, and try to find the pattern. And I believe in it. But the anomalies are there. This is like a rule break. These are rule-breaking korbanos and dinim. There could be some other, maybe better way to explain it. Or you could just say Xeris HaKasuv or whatever. But the challenge is not of my making. Challenge is in the dinim themselves. They're very difficult halachos to classify. Okay, so that is what I want to say about this. There's, of course, so much more to say.
The shita of a mayor that if you masko kodem yudalit, are you talking kodem yudalit at night? A mayor shita.
The pashtus, no. Pashtus, you talk about day. It's hard to know how that fits in. The only one who holds at night in the end is Beit Shammai. Unless you want to work that in with Beit Shammai.
With who? With what?
Beit Shammai.
Oh, Beit Shammai. Okay. The other thing I just want to ask about.
Yeah.
The Ars Scroll did a translation of, you know, they did put out a new Mikos Gedolos and they deleted the Rashbam Shita, the Kodem Matan Torah. The day started with Olos HaShachar and finished at night. Not like we have it after Matan Torah where the day begins.
Right, right. What do you mean they deleted it?
Oh, take a look at the Rashbam and the Mikros Gedolos of the Art Scroll. You'll see that they there was some hanky-panky over there because it's a very difficult Rashbam.
No, I'm familiar with it. You mean they don't, they changed it?
They changed it or they took it out. There's a whole discussion in the among the Art Scroll critics. But but anyway, but Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says on Yochel Mirosh Chodesh also, he explains that whole piece of Yochel Mirosh Chodesh based upon the Shita that Kodem Matan Torah, the day began in the morning and finished at night, not like we do after, we do today, that the day begins at Shkia or Seisa Kochavim and finishes the next day. So, yeah. How does that fit into this whole discussion with Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Yaakov Rebbe Lazar, with beginning with Arbo Esrei at night, Because if the day begins in the morning, then what does the 14th night have to do with
Well, in the end of the day, in the conclusion of the Gemara, the argument is about whether it's Amar HaShachar or Nate.
The Habamina, obviously.
Yeah, the Habamina or base. Yeah, so there, that's interesting. But you could say even better, I think, which is that in Kadshim, it could be that the day begins.
Anyway, it's something to think about. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. Maybe.
Okay, but that's, you know, there's a lot of evidence about that. Question is, what does it extend to? So to the extent that this is a, you know, Korban Pesach rooted holiday, the idea that it might begin during the day as a Kadshim din is a little compelling.
If it begins in the morning and extends to the night, then it would have a whole day of Kedushas Yom Tov.
Yeah. In a way.
Okay.